Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we flip that idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, our minds, our finances, our relationships, and of course, to our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in everything, Minna.
Not everything. So what happened this week is I cut my finger.
Yes, you did.
And I'm showing you this because it's a really deep cut and it's been a few days. But what I'm trying to tell you is when you cut your finger, your body does something called acute inflammation. And basically it inflames up, you know, the wound a little bit so that it stops bleeding after a while. So that is acute inflammation, which is okay, which is what your body actually needs. Now, there's another inflammation called chronic inflammation. And what is that?
Chronic inflammation is when your body has inflammation that is out of control, right? Like acute inflammation is when your body comes in to help yourself, you know, help something that's happened, like Minna's cut finger. It comes in, stops the bleeding, you know, stops infection, fights off the infection, and you get better. It goes up really quickly, but it stops. But chronic inflammation is when it continues into your body, and that could lead into a lot of problems.
So what does it take to reduce chronic inflammation?
Well, you know, to reduce chronic inflammation, there are a lot of ways. But, you know, I think in this episode, I want to share the things that people are doing, which they think reduces chronic inflammation, but in fact is actually causing inflammation in the bodies.
Like eating cereal?
Well, that is obvious, right? But, you know, I think that a lot of people, what they're eating and how they're exercising now actually can cause inflammation that can lead to chronic inflammation that not only downgrades your health, but can actually age you faster.
Okay, I was going to say something. Because you exercise a lot more than I do, which is why you look older than I am.
That's probably true.
So how often are you supposed to exercise?
Well, you know, I think it comes down when it comes to exercise, you know, I'm sure you hear a lot of people, they say you need to exercise an hour each time, 3 to 4 times a week. And, you know, they encourage lifting heavy weights. And they encourage a lot of cardio. So people are working like out of weights for an hour, and then they're on a treadmill or on a bike for an hour. And that actually can cause so much damage to the body. And when the body's not supported, it can cause you to age faster.
And also when you exercise for 2 hours a day, you tend to eat bad food.
Exactly, you know. But even when it comes to people that eat what they think is good food. And I think this is what I want to talk about today is a lot of people, you know, back in the day, your doctor would just say, what did they say?
Eat better.
And move more, right?
Eat and move, I guess.
Right. And they don't really tell you what to do. But nowadays you see all these influencers or these trainers or doctors, they're getting better at their, you know, with their recommendations. Like they're telling you to eat more whole foods, to eat the rainbow, you know, and then to eat throughout the day to prevent blood sugar spikes, right? And of course, they tell you to eat lots of protein to, you know, increase muscle mass, right? But, what do you think about that? Like, is that good advice for most people?
So too much protein is actually not good for you unless you actually work out enough to burn all that protein to turn the protein into something that's useful for your body. If you eat too much protein and you're not working out to compensate it, that protein turns to something else.
That's right. And depending on which type of protein sources you have that you're eating is how much you can absorb to, you know, repair and build muscle. What doesn't get used by the body is, guess what? It gets first stored as sugar for energy when you need it. But whatever's left over is stored as?
Fat.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I think it also comes down to eating the rainbow. That sounds amazing, right? That's what everyone should be doing. But what's wrong with a lot of the fruits and vegetables nowadays?
Well, so a lot of fruits, even when I, you know, I went to Whole Foods the other day, mm-hmm. and there's actually a big sign where the produce are. They said some of the foods and the fruits and vegetables, they may be treated with a wax coating. And even though it might be organic, it's still treated with something that you don't want in your body.
Exactly. And that's a good point. Even when you're eating organic, it can be sprayed with chemicals to help them have longer, you know, food, you know, longer shelf life. But the bigger problem is when it's not organic, it has all these chemicals and pesticides that are sprayed onto them. And what do you think happens when we eat the rainbow of these fruits and vegetables that have pesticides and chemicals that are sprayed onto them?
So you get the good from the fruits and vegetables, but also the bad from the toxins that you're putting in the body, which eventually your body keeps it because it doesn't know what to do with it. And it's kind of like a bad guy. You put in a little jail cell. When you have toxins in your body would put into a little jail cell, which is called your fat cell.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the problem is the more toxins you eat, more things that your body doesn't recognize as real food and nutrients, it traps it in its fat cells. And one of the worst toxins that's in all of foods is something called glyphosate. And what is glyphosate found in most people that are known for?
Roundup, right?
Exactly. And Roundup is like that weed killer everyone throws on their lawn to make it look nice and green. But it's also found in a lot of our foods, and it's actually very toxic for our bodies. So when it comes to eating the rainbow, guess what? Now we're eating these chemicals, we're eating these toxins, we're eating Roundup that can actually damage our gut bacteria or gut lining. And it also causes us to have a lot of stored fat, which causes us to age more
faster.
Exactly. So once again, you know, here are things that we think we should be doing. We should be exercising more. We should be eating better. You know, it's just about trying to get educated more on that next step, right? Like, I think eating the rainbow is the first good step. But when you are struggling with still problems with maybe, you know, brain fog or maybe gut problems, right? It may be the chemicals and toxins that you're eating along these fruits and vegetables.
So I know the trainers, they like to tell you to eat small meals throughout the day. And we kind of do the exact opposite.
Yeah, you know, there are studies that show the more you eat throughout the day, the shorter life you're actually going to have. So for longevity purposes, we always talk about trying intermittent fasting. Because when it comes to intermittent fasting, you still can eat the same amount of calories during the day. You're just eating in a shorter window. And that allows your body to get the nutrients it needs. But what it also allows is during the fasting period, the resting period, is your body has the ability, one, to break down the food so you can absorb the food. And two, you know, your body to rest and repair cells. Because when you're eating throughout the day, it's like a factory. It just, you know, you think about it, if a factory is working 24/7, what happens to the machines?
Breaks down.
Exactly. And that's what happens to our body. If you're eating throughout the day, guess what? It doesn't have time to repair. All it is just breaking down the food that you're eating. And that is going to shorten your lifespan.
Yeah, I know it sounds counterintuitive because like we're brought up to eat three meals a day and then you snack and then all that. But it's actually not doing us any good. And you look back far back enough to our ancestry, they don't eat that much in their lives.
Exactly. I think it's that cycle of, you know, feast and famine, right? You eat when you can, and when you can't, you know, we have something that we have a lot of, which is fat. When you don't eat, guess what? Your body will drop into that second, you know, fuel source, which is fat. But, you know, when it comes to longevity, I think a lot of people think it's all about just eating healthier and exercising, but guess what? That's not enough. And I think we really need to support our body's natural ability to heal itself. And we're going to talk about that in the next break, after the short break.
So coming up next is Christy's Kids Corner. We'll see you back here.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state. The secret? By By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hi, everybody. I don't know about you, but this has been one hot summer. And here we are at the end of July, and the heat is not letting up. So today's Kids Corner is about some things, easy, simple, free things you can do with your kids and your dogs, if you have dogs, that will keep you cool and be just super fun for everybody. Our first fun activity to do is water balloon fight. Yeah! Water balloons come in all shapes and sizes. You can fill up a bucket with water balloons and just have fun pitching them at each other. Just remember a little tip, pick up the plastic after you're done and make sure you dispose of it well so that our critters don't get it and choke on the plastic. The second fun, super fun thing, jumping through sprinklers. Not everybody has access to a swimming pool or the beach or a lake or anything like that. So sprinklers, turn them on and just go for it. It's so much fun. You get wet, you cool down. And if you have a dog, the dog will enjoy it too, because dogs, they get hot too. This summer has been brutal. The third super fun thing to do is a simple campfire, whether it's in your backyard or on the beach. It's really fun. I mean, think about that. S'mores, maybe a guitar player, just relaxing and enjoying the cool night air. There are so many wonderful, fun ways that you can just enjoy the last bits of summer and cool down from the heat. But be safe and have fun, because those moments are what make life worth living. Ciao for now, everybody.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. We've been doing this for a while. So one of the questions that we get is, what is your physical age versus your biological age? And how do you, I guess, stay younger? Most people want to look younger.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people don't know what the difference is, right? Like your physical age or your chronological age is the age that's on your driver's license, right? You know, you can't lie about that. That is your age. You're born on a certain date and you're a certain age. But your biological age, we can actually change that. We can actually be older, which a lot of people probably are than their driver's license age, or they can actually be younger. And when I'm talking about older, younger is like how old or young you are inside your body, how you look, how you feel, how your organs are functioning, how your genes are functioning.
So when we use a scale in the morning, it kind of gives you an age. What is that age?
That is their biological age that is trying to figure out, looking at your weight, going against your BMI, going against your height, going against your fat percentage. That is sort of a guess. And, you know, it's only sort of accurate if you're consistent with your water content.
So what other more accurate tests can you do to figure out how old biological age you are?
Yeah, you know, in the past, you know, people use telomeres. Telomeres is the best way to describe them. They're sort of like, if you imagine shoelaces, you know, at the end of shoelaces, they have this little end cap, right? That keeps the shoelaces from falling apart. And just imagine the end cap as the telomere. As the end cap gets smaller and smaller, that means your age is getting older and older. But if the end cap gets longer, that means you're younger. So that was one way, one of the ways that a lot of biohackers use to measure their age. Another way is to measure your heart age. And we did that. Remember, we did a CT MRI scan, and that's measuring like calcification in your heart, like in your valves, like how, you know, how much blockages, if any, are in there in your major or small vowels, so that that can test your heart age, which is important. I think everyone should do that. But the third is actually a little bit more high tech, I would like to say. It's called like an epigenetic clock, right? And there are places that do it, like the Mayo Clinic and a couple other places that do this. And what they're doing is they're measuring gene function, how your genes function over as you age. Because as you age, a lot of things start turning into old cells that don't die, which can cause problems. Some genes stop replicating, or some genes replicate uncontrollably. And that can cause a lot of problems to not only age you, but to cause chronic problems like cancer, heart problems, and stuff like that.
So how does zombie cells fall into place into all this that you talked about?
Yeah, so zombie cells are senescent cells. I think it's a technical name. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing properly. Basically, it is cells that are inside our bodies that are just used and abused, right? You know, they have replicated so many times. And normally, your body will know how to reuse cells. So actually eat parts of the cell and recreate new cells. But these buggers, they're just like seniors at Walmart. They're just crowding each other, and they're not allowing new cells to come in. So that's why we like to call them zombie cells, because they're old, but they're not dying, but they're causing all these chronic conditions in your body.
So is that how stem cells come into play?
Yeah, stem cells are amazing. You know, stem cells are natural, you know, our body's innate natural way to repair itself. And, you know, we get like crazy amounts of stem cells in our bodies as soon as we're born as babies. And as children, you know, you can see children, they just run around. Guess what? When they fall down, what happens?
They heal.
Yeah, they get up right away. They bounce up, and they, you know, but they heal so quickly, and you can't stop their energy because they got so much energy. And that's because they got so much stem cells in them. And stem cells are great because they are, the best way to think about it, stem cells are nonspecific. They will turn into whatever cell that your body needs to repair itself.
And they're crazy expensive, right?
Yes, they can actually be very crazy expensive. You know, if you come down to the point of getting stem cell injections, you know, there are illegal ways where they're harvesting cells from fetuses, you know, where they kill dead babies and stuff like that. That's not really legal in the US, but I'm sure it happens. They get cells from, you know, placentas, like, you know, when you're born, you're wrapped in this bag that the baby is, you know, that's your placenta. So they get placenta cells. That's huge with a lot of movie stars. And then nowadays, you know, what they're telling people to do is, well, you can just pull your stem cell from your own body, from your younger self, and then re-inject it back to yourself when you get older. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's very expensive. You know, it can start from anywhere from $7,000 all the way up to $100,000 before you even see results.
So this is cheaper.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we've been introduced to this new phototherapy biomodulation product. And, you know, we've been using it for about 4 or 5 months now, seeing amazing results. And, you know, what it is, it really is a product that is helping your body create its own stem cells. It's not something that creates stem cells for you. It's actually stimulating your body through phototherapy to create stem cells.
Awesome.
Right. And, you know, once you got the stem cells, it's basically creating this copper peptide that your body normally makes a lot of when you're younger. But as you get older, you make less and less of it, and that copper peptide stimulates stem cells.
Okay. So let's wrap this up. And coming up next is what?
Coming up next is our biohacking video. And then, of course, we're going to have our amazing guest, Amanda Johnson.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. You know, one of the things that we haven't talked about too much is the other side of healing. The other side of physical healing is the spiritual healing that can happen on the mind and soul level. And here today to talk to us about that amazing topic is the beautiful Amanda Beth. She focuses on assisting others in their journey of self-discovery and wellness to transform into the life that you deserve. Yeah. Hi, Amanda. I'm so glad you're here. So, Amanda, you are a theta healer.
Yes. I do intuitive healing, and theta is my favorite modality.
That is amazing. I would like, can you kind of tell people what theta healing is? The short version?
Yes, that's the challenge. So theta refers to the theta brainwave, and most of us are familiar with the theta brainwave because that's the wave that hypnosis is done under, and it's also kind of like when you're waking up in the morning, you're not awake, you're not asleep. That's theta. And so I'm able to access the theta brainwave very quickly, and I co-create with the creator to identify things that you need to change in your body and then to make those changes. And with theta healing, the healing occurs instantaneously. You're very aware of it. Most people do feel the energy work as we do that. And theta healing is available in person as well as it can be done virtually. I have clients worldwide. So.
Oh, wow. So getting into that theta brain state, actually, I understand that can happen pretty quickly, right? You can kind of train yourself just to pop right into it.
Yeah, and through the courses and stuff. So I've got 5 different certifications in theta specifically, and that is just one of the biggest things we work on is just go to theta. And initially, and when I work with you, I also take you on guided meditations. And that's kind of that sweet spot you get into when you go on a guided meditation. And I teach you how to get there and how to do some of this work on your own as well so that you're not reliant on practitioners forever.
That's even better because ultimately we create our own lives and we can create our own health.
Absolutely.
Now you underwent a transformation of your own, I understand.
Yeah.
Can you share a little about that?
Sure. So in my growing up years, volunteering, and then with all of the education that I've worked several different careers, and I've loved and enjoyed every one of them. And many of the careers that I had ended up focusing on working with people in crisis, either in medical crises through emergency medicine, or my jobs as a social worker were working with people in crisis, losing their children to foster care placement if they didn't learn some new skills. And I was there to teach those, working with the runaway. And when I became pregnant with my own child, I took a huge leap of faith and bought a graphics business. So I did graphic design for 13 years until I found the flotation business. And finding the float world was really incredible. And that's another alternative health method that I've used to manage my own physical and mental health. I've experienced fibromyalgia, and that's been my cure for that. And then life continued to go on, and things just kind of got out of control. I went through a divorce that was just kind of the final straw, and I found myself very lost, just not really wanting to get up, not wanting to do, but I had a child at home still. And so I got up every day. I went through the motions and I did it. And then I was working on building my float business and I bumped into another alternative healer and she says, you know, let's meet and greet. And we did that. And I said, sure, let's do a session. And she's like, she does this intuitive reading. And it was incredibly uncomfortable because she was spot on, you know, just kind of that mess that I was in. And so going through a lot of healing, a lot of work with her and reconnecting with my own intuition and remembering the fun that is, being an empath and I don't have to shut it down, taking that further and doing the classes so that I could learn how to help people so that everybody could get up because they want to, not because they have to. Get out of bed and go do things and enjoy life. It's not all about the education, the car, the house, the kids. Be able to look inside and find that spark again. So I work with people to kind of build a bridge in their journey so they don't have to get quite as lost as I did.
Well, you know, that I'm seeing and hearing a lot about the lostness going on amongst a large number of the population. And I think there's a misconception about this kind of healing work. And that misconception is, you hit it right on the head when you said it's messy. You know, it's a misconception to think we just go, oh, I'm a blissful healed person. Ah, la, la, la. You know, I hear that. It's like, it's down and dirty, deep inner work.
But the cool thing, my favorite part of Theta is that in order for me to heal and in order for you to heal, for me to help you, I don't need all that messy story. You do not have to relive it. You don't, you know, when we go to traditional therapy, we're in there, we're unpacking our suitcase and we're finding a place for this and a place for that. And we're blaming this one and that one. With Theta, it's not like that. With Theta, we identify a feeling. We get to the root of where that feeling came from, which could be from seven generations, ancestors, all kinds of silliness there. It could also just be repeatedly being told that you're lazy when you were a kid, or why can't you be more like, all that stuff gets stuck in our subconscious and it taints how we go forward in life. And
yes,
we can go back and we can get that out of the way. You can be that happy person you wanted to be and you know you can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, and happy, that's another buzzword I think that has some misconceptions, because happy also doesn't mean you're like, la, 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 all the time.
No, we still have bad days. And I remember after going through so much of my healing, and my daughter moved out. And it was just like, I cried for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to feel some of those emotions, but they don't have to become stuck, and they don't become who you are. I'm not that lost mom anymore. You know, I'm happy for my daughter. You go through, you go through things, but you don't get stuck, you know?
Yes. We're here to experience all the things that life has. And that can be the good and the bad, or that's really just a judgment. Is it really good or bad? Or is it just what we're experiencing right now?
Yeah.
And that allows us to move on. Although I will say I have, being told you're lazy, that's one of my hot buttons, not for me personally, but because I've heard it so much with kids, because I worked with kids who have learning differences like dyslexia. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many times I melted down and said, do not tell my kids they're lazy. They are different. You have to allow them to, where everybody has to learn and grow at their own pace. And they're not lazy.
In every classroom, in anywhere, you're only going to hit 75% of the people who are present. And even they have to hear it four times before it sinks in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when you have someone who has a different learning style, and I've got one of those, I've got a kiddo with a different learning style.
Mm-hmm.
We take a little more time and we take a little more exploration. But I'll tell you what, when we learn it, we learn it. And we're not lazy. It has taken us so much to overcome what everyone else saw as lazy.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and I feel the same way about people who are going through emotional, like, for example, last winter, I went through a really bad patch where my mom almost died. And I went through a lot of emotion around that. And I got support from my close friends, which my circle is very small. And that little bit of support makes a huge difference. But it was the experience of it, like allowing myself to be altered, allowing myself to not like back off from working and take a break and just not be so hard on myself. How many times do we beat ourselves up?
Oh, yeah, we think we've got to make this meeting and this web and that web and emails. And I belong to several WhatsApp things, but you know what? They get to be so much chatter. And you get absorbed into this chatter in this whole, yeah, you don't need it. Yeah. Pick out a time and a day. And there are days that it's like, nope, can't deal with that today. We're going to look at it tomorrow. Doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. It just means, and I do that with my WhatsApp. There's like one day a week that I will allow myself. Now there's some of them that are, you know, they're going back and forth and those are fine. But some of those groups, it's like, no, I don't have the energy. I can't absorb that. Yeah. And every once in a while, yeah, give yourself a day off. We cannot continue, because when you don't take care of yourself, you cannot take care of others. You are not going to show up and be fully present. So giving yourself that permission that every once in a while, you need a day off. Every once in a while, the dishes can wait. Mine are very good.
Mine wait a lot.
They're very trained. They will sit and wait. There's some things that you can't not do. You know, taking care of your puppies, and if you have small children. But yes, you know, when they get grown, and you, yeah. And some days, taking care of yourself is a huge enough battle that no, don't open the email. Don't pick up your phone. And you know what? There's no law that says you have to answer your phone. There's no law that says you have to answer your door. Take care of you.
Yes.
Take care of you.
Yes. It's fine. To me, there's this peace in the permission of just, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not defective because I need a nap right now. I'm not defective because I'm not, you know, working, slaving. That old paradigm has almost been programmed into us. Just like in our intro, we talk about how chronically is associated with the word ill. And we're flipping it into chronic health because we want people to think in terms of health in every level. Physical health, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, well-being. Well, in our community, it spreads to the community and our friends and loved ones. And
the collective conscious has really done a number on us as far as how you're supposed to think, how you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to act. And okay, some of those boundaries are good, but you know, it's kind of like feeling anger. We got to feel anger, then we know our boundaries were touched. And we know when we need to work on those. And when you don't really want to do something, you sit back and you look at it. Why is this such a big deal? It's only doing X, Y, and Z. But for me, it's a big deal. And so being able to identify that early on, before you've got these mountains and, you know, for me, clutter. Clutter is the indicator to me that life's not going like it should. And so staying ahead of that. You know, finding out what your triggers are, what values do you have? And then when you take care of yourself, and I think that when people confuse self-care with selfishness, but when you take care of yourself, you're better able to take care of others.
Yes.
And for me, I'm a power napper. So 20 minutes of sleep gives me 3 or 4 hours of productivity that if I didn't take that power nap, I would have had 5 hours of really poor productivity.
Exactly.
You get that time back. The time you spend taking care of yourself shows in your attitude, your enthusiasm, and your ability to then go forward and help others.
Exactly. And you know, the flip side of that is 3 to 4 hours of productive work is way better than wasting 8 or 9 hours where you're wasting a lot of that time because you're, you know, we're not able to maintain that for most humans can't maintain that level for straight through like that with a 15-minute coffee break in there somewhere. It just does. We're just not really made that way. That's really a really false thing.
And you mentioned the coffee break. You know, I mean, yeah, giving yourself that break, balance. You know, you're looking for balance, and not balance so much as, you know, 50%, 50%. You're looking at harmony. What makes you work? You know, yeah. I have a friend, she works on 3 hours a night, 3 hours of sleep a night, and she's go, 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 go. Mm-mm. I like my 8 or 9 hours. Thank you very much. I work best on that.
Yes.
But I also see that, you know, those times that I do work, I am more productive.
I think giving ourselves permission, just relaxing and letting go of these wrong ideas. They're just programmed ideas that they don't, where do they come from? Who made them up? Who made up the rule? You know, it's no. And I love also, I just love circling back to the theta healing. I love the feeling of just being able to just clear a pattern that does not serve any longer.
Right.
That is actually causing a block that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And it doesn't. And so learning to use theta, or learning to be able to accept theta, you need to be in a place that you're ready for change. You're ready to make change. And you don't have to be ready to let go, because we'll work through that. Because the idea of letting go of what you've always done, that's scary. I've always done it. What do you mean if I don't do it, things are going to be better? You know, so that whole unknown territory. So a lot of times I work with people and we do an intuitive discovery session. And that's where I just kind of teach you the principles of theta. And then we use applied kinesiology or muscle testing so that you know the work is being done. And so we go over that like in a discovery session. So we're not using up that time during a session that is solely about you and what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of like the pre-course.
Yeah. It's your prerequisite work. You get this. Because then you're ready to use it, you know, and to better understand it and appreciate it. So,
what a fabulous tool. I mean, so working with you, they can actually learn a lot of how to do it themselves. And meditation is already, if you meditate at all, you're already getting yourself into that theta state.
Yeah. And other people, so my clients don't have to go to theta on their own, but they're going to learn how, and they're going to learn, even if they aren't doing it to change work, they're just doing it to get a break. Mm. And 15 minutes of theta is just way better than a 15-minute coffee break. You can probably do 5 minutes of theta and have that same refreshing start, you know, and be able to get there and just relax.
Without the caffeine crash in an hour.
Yeah, that whole caffeine thing, it's interesting how it changes, how just our whole body metabolizes things differently. So things that we could do when we were 15 to 25, we don't do past 40 or 50 we change up because our body's doing things differently. And so keeping up with that is also important as part of our self-care.
With practicing theta?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have been diagnosed with several different things over the years. And unfortunately, we all know with Western medicine, all of those add up and they just create a thicker and thicker and thicker in chart. And, you know, if I go to a new practitioner or they're reviewing my chart and they're like, well, don't you have, no. And part of it's how we look at it. So recently, one thing that theta and float did not help was I did end up with a total left hip replacement. And in the process of my surgery, my femur was also fractured. So it's my femur, I owned it. But also how I've worded that and how I've been able to look at that, I've never said they fractured my femur. So just looking at the wording and how, so yeah, my femur got fractured. That's a fact. It's a broken bone. So I say I got the extra kick because I have a wire around my leg holding it after the surgery. And I live here in Southeast Iowa. So I said it was baling twine, but baling wire, you know, out of the farm. So just in how we look at things, that things do not have to be painful and arduous. And so being grateful that I have the opportunity to talk with you, Christy, and to share this with people, that they have a choice. Not everything is set in stone. There's, you know, you have choices. You have choices on how you feel and opportunities to get better. And some of that getting better is just drinking your water every day and getting sleep and taking a nap. And don't look at your email when you're not ready to deal with it.
Yeah. Oh, and please don't look at your email right before bed. Oh. It'll make you crazy.
If you want a sleepless night full of nightmares, open up your email. Or Facebook, the social medias that we feel we have to fall asleep to. It's like, no, I've got some Zen waves. So my phone does go to my room because it plays my Zen waves for about an hour. And yeah, that's...
Yeah.
So you find what works for you and what doesn't work. Hey, leave it for the rest of the world. You know, somebody's going to want it.
That's right. That's right. And it's, and everyone has to find their own, because that, you know, some people need, maybe they do better with music than Zen waves, but that's fine. You know, just please not television with commercials. That just never good. But
no.
Amanda, how, if people are interested, how can they reach you?
So my website is amandabethhealing.com. Mm-hmm. I have a Facebook and Instagram, the same, Amanda Beth Healing. And you can contact me on for phone is 641-664-3831. And just if anything, contact me and see if it's a fit. Because if I'm not the right healer for you, there are a lot of other healers out there. I think the most important thing is to just identify that you're ready for a change. It doesn't have to be arduous. It's my word today.
Oh, good word. And, you know, and two, theta healing can be done from a distance. You don't have to be physically present. So... Yeah,
I have clients worldwide. Yes. So, yeah, and that's really cool. Energy is energy.
Yes. That note, it is. Amanda, I love your energy. Thank you so much for sharing on our show today. Really appreciate you
inviting me. It's been my pleasure to be here and to, you know, help you guys grow as well. And, yeah, just change the world one vibe at a time.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody, stay tuned. Coming up next is our biohacking tip of the week. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Chronically Healthy Life. My name is Mina, and welcome to our biohacking segment. So I'm sure you know how to wash your hair. Unless you're a cat, you do know how to wash your hair. And you probably have a process already. But have you ever questioned why you do things in that kind of order? I mean, you usually just wet your hair, shampoo it, rinse it off, put some conditioner, and then rinse it off, and then you're done. So what I've been doing for the last probably about a year, so that is called reverse hair washing. And what you do is you wet the hair, and then you condition first, you leave it on for a few minutes, and then you rinse it off, and then you shampoo it. So what that actually does is it smooths out the hair, and it protects your hair from the shampoo from stripping out too much moisture from your hair. And it leaves your hair silky, fine. And I find that it works really well for my hair. And you know, this is basically how it comes out after I come out of the shower. That's how it looks. I haven't done anything to it. But what I also do is I make my own hair products. And one of the things I do every day is I have a leave-in conditioning spray, which I'm going to show you how to make it right now. It's really simple. All you need is water, aloe vera gel, this is glycerin, lavender oil, marshmallow root, and a spray bottle. So you start off with half a cup of water, and then you put in 2 tablespoons of aloe vera gel. Yes, Patches, it's not for eating. Right, it doesn't have to be exact. And then 1 tablespoon of glycerin. And you can get all this stuff on like Amazon online or somewhere. And it's actually a lot more economical for you to just make your own hair products than you go and buy it. And when you make your own, you don't have preservatives, which actually makes your hair healthier and stronger. Okay, so that's that. Put in about a few drops of lavender oil and 5 drops of marshmallow root. Okay, flip it up and just put in a bottle and you're done. So like I said, this is what I do every day. I just put a little bit of hair conditioning spray onto my hair. It keeps it healthy and then you can style it whichever way you want it. And again, my name is Mina from Chronically Healthy Life. I'll see you next week.
Hi everyone, this is Christy Boyd Johnson of the Barefoot Learning Club. It is a sad fact that today politics have completely taken over the schools. Real learning has been sacrificed for political agendas. As a result, kids are not learning to read. We have second and third graders barely reading, except for those lucky kids who will read no matter what the schools do to them. Unfortunately, that is not the majority. When I was teaching, I watched how really good reading systems were systematically eliminated from the schools. I saw kids shutting down and believing that they were too dumb to learn. Worse still, by making reading unattainable, they are essentially stealing our kids' futures. So the rebel that is me went on a quest to find reading programs that really work, that work with our neurological systems to enhance and speed up the learning process. And the number one thing that needs to happen is that we have to teach our kids to read. That is why Alicia and I started the Barefoot Learning Club. We are giving everyone the opportunity to learn to read in a way that is simple, fast, and fun. Best of all, your kids will start having success and never again believe that they are too dumb to learn. Go to barefootlearningclub.com now and sign up. Join me in being a rebel and let's get our kids reading. If they can read, they can literally do anything.
Chronically Healthy Life Show. Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to build out our community. And this week we have Lucas Gates, correct? From CEO Hero. So Lucas, why don't you tell us a little bit about CEO Hero and what's your mission to help the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So CEO Hero, we are a full service virtual assistant staffing agency. So we essentially match up busy business owners that have too many hats and they're doing too many things, or maybe it's the type of person that works 16, 18 hours in the day but never sees their family, or it's also the person that has 100 things on the to-do list but they usually only get done with 20 or 25 of them, but they know the other 75 are important, but they just don't have enough time in the day. Basically, we help them by matching them up with a really experienced assistant. And it's just a really cool process. We're able to tie the two together, makes the business owner more effective. It's a really great opportunity, like a life-changing opportunity for the virtual assistant. It just kind of helps everybody out. For business owners, lowers their overall expenses and allows them to do really what's more important in their business instead of focusing on all of the things. They just focus on the most important things.
That sounds awesome. So from what I'm hearing, this will benefit both, small businesses like solopreneurs and large businesses, in which case they can concentrate on what they're good at, and then they can delegate maybe the answering the phone calls or some of the marketing, depending on which digital assistants that you help them with.
Correct. I would say, though, that our sweet spot for helping people are smaller business owners. And it's mm-hmm. usually, like you said, the solopreneur, the person that's wearing all the hats, but then mm-hmm. Because the issue is those people don't really ever get help. It's all the marketing companies and everybody wants all their money, but they don't really provide that much value for what they try to charge. Mm-hmm. But then the solopreneur is like, hey, I have a lot of problems. I need to solve my problems, right? So they're willing to try things and go about that route. But we've just found, especially because to give some context, we used to actually own a pressure washing and window cleaning business. Mm-hmm. For the last 5 years, that's what we did. And that's why we started in the virtual assisting, because in our business, we've used it for the last 2.5 years. So mm-hmm. we've seen the direct impact that is able to do for a business. And then now we're just bringing that to other businesses. And we have a lot of the like protocols in place and the proper procedures and just the step-by-step integration into the business. So we're able to really help out the little guy. And I love that because again, like we were the little guy. So if we had this when we started it, that would have been great, you know, but we didn't. So, you know, now we can help other people at least, you know.
I love that because like you said, you know, usually when we start a business, we're very good at what we're good at, but we can't wear all these hats. We can't do marketing. We can't answer a phone call and then service the customer and do the follow-up and everything. So I can see the value of a virtual assistant. So for your virtual assistants, you know, you can just quickly share with me, you know, what can they help with?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can do everything from being the assistant on the front end. So for scheduling calls, customers come call in, they can do outbound calls, they can do customer reach outs through text messages, they can leave voicemails, they can do emails, they can do things on Facebook, they can connect you with different Facebook groups, they can message people on Facebook that you want to get connected with, or the DMs on Instagram, things like that. And they can even do cold calling. So some businesses rely heavily on cold calling, but the business owner usually doesn't want to do 200 calls a day because they have to do all the appointments and they have to do all the back end. So it allows somebody to do 200-300 calls or whatever is needed to get done. Mm-hmm. The volume and the effort gets done, but then the business owner is able to collect the reward and reap the reward essentially.
That is awesome. That is awesome. It sounds like, you know, a CEO here provides all the services that, you know, us as business owners don't want to do, like those cold calling calls and stuff like that, or you know, because like I said, that's the worst thing, right? It's like, it's so mundane, but you need to do it. Some businesses rely on that for the business. So Lucas, what is the best way for, you know, viewers out there to reach out for you, for businesses to reach out for you and get an idea, you know, how we can help them out with a VA?
Absolutely. Feel free to reach out to me. That's my cell phone. So you can text me, call me. That's my direct email. And then the website, you can call or schedule a 10-minute introduction call to really see if your business, if it's the right thing for your business. So yeah, we're super straight up. We're super honest. So it's just, hey, this is what we can do. If we can help you, great. If we can't, no worries. But we'll at least have a good conversation to try to help your business regardless. So.
Great. Thank you so much, Lucas, for being on the show tonight for our community outreach business promo, because it's really about trying to help the people out there, all viewers out there with business that we know and trust. And definitely you can help some of these businesses grow too. So thank you for being a guest for our show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Are you crypto curious? Maybe it's a little too scary for you to get involved in all this crazy Bitcoin cryptocurrency stuff. Join me, your host, Charlie Stivers of Goose Live. Find us on Achieve TV Thursdays, noon Mountain Time, where we talk all things crypto.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. We had a great episode today. And who do we have next week?
Next week, we actually have Christy, you know, our co-host, and Alicia from Barefoot Learning Club to talk about what's missing in children's education. So join us here every Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch all past episodes at watch.e360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. Also, we love to hear from you. You can give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life, and rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, or our YouTube channel. And of course, you can always email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week.